Amen. Amen. The word of God for tonight is a simple word. It's profound. If we just get it and walk in it and believe it, it's powerful. But it's not a tough message. It's not a message. It's probably because it's so simple, it might be something that we've missed along the way. But it's something that the Father has taught me lately. And he taught me how to walk in it. It might be something that I probably would have said I already knew, but it wasn't anything that I knew how to really begin to walk in on a consistent basis. So the topic of the message tonight is choose Jesus. Sounds very simple. Choose Jesus. Let's talk about the Father first. Do you know that God chose you? He chose you. The Word of God said he chose you from the foundation of the world. His desire is after choosing us that we will choose him. I heard someone say that God actually chose us. He actually created us. He shaped us. He formed us in our mother's womb when he decided what we would have before we were born again, or born in the flesh. He decided how we were going to be born. But in the natural, parents can't really decide what they get before they get it. They can decide whether or not they want to get pregnant or not. And maybe they will, you know, most of the time they will. Some don't have to go through things before they have the baby. But they can't go and decide exactly what type of baby they want. They got whatever the baby comes out, that's what they have to get. So, but God chose you. He chose you. He decided that he wanted you. He decided how he wanted you to come out. You know, what type of person and gifts and characters he wanted to give you. God chose you. And the word of God said he did that from the foundation of the world. And then he gave us the right to choose. We can choose. We can choose whether or not we want to turn to him or not. He gave us the right of choice. The right of choice. Let's look at Ephesians 1:3. I'm going to read it in the Amplified version. And this is what Ephesians 1:3 says in the Amplified. May blessings, praise, laudation, and eulogy be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual given by the Holy Spirit blessing in the heavenly realm. So God not only chose us, but in Christ, he blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies. God chose to do that. He chose you, but then he chose to bless us in Christ Jesus. Not with just part of the blessings, but with every spiritual blessing given by the Holy Spirit, Christ, in Christ Jesus, God has blessed us. Then Ephesians 1:4 says this, even as in his love, he chose us. Actually picked us out for himself as his own. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. Even as in his love, he chose us, actually picked us out for himself as his own in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, consecrated, and set apart for him and blameless in his sight, even above reproach before him in love. So God chose us, actually picked us out for himself. But the thing is, God chose us, but we have to choose him. He gave us the right of choice, so we have to choose him in order to receive all those blessings in Christ. We have to choose him. And verse 5 says this, I'm gonna read verse 5. For he foreordained us, destined us, planned in love for us. I like that. An Amplified Version. Remember, I'm reading Amplified. Plan in love for us to be adopted revealed as his own children through Jesus Christ, in accordance with the purpose of his will, because it pleased him and was his kind intent. Oh my goodness, his kind intent. God blessed us. He blessed us and chose us. So God chose us, the word says, and after choosing us, he gave us the right of choice. And God will not usurp our choices. He will not go against our will and change our choices. He gave us that right to choose. And so he will not come in and usurp that right he's given us to choose, even if our choices are wrong choices. Sometimes people say, well, why God do this? Why he let this happen? Why he let the hurricanes do this? Why let the storms come? Why let somebody do bad things to other people, kill somebody? But God gave us the right to choose. We can choose life or we can choose death. And God will not, he will try to get us to change our choice. He will guide us and try to steer us in the right way, but he will not go against our will and change our choices, because God set it up that way. And he's not going to go against his own way of doing things that he already put into law. But what is God's greatest desire? His greatest desire is that we would choose his son Jesus, because to choose the son is to choose the father. His greatest desire is for us, because he's chosen us, to choose him. And by choosing Jesus as our savior, then we're choosing God. When we choose the son, we are delivered from the kingdom of darkness and transferred into the kingdom of the son of his love. When we choose God, we are taken out of the darkness and placed into the light. Let's look at Colossians 1:3. Amplified version again. The Father has delivered and drawn us to himself out of the control and the dominion of darkness, and has transferred us into the kingdom of the Son of his love. So we've been chosen by God. And then we've been given a choice to choose him. We have the ability to choose him through choosing Jesus Christ as our Savior. Once we choose him as our Savior, choose Jesus as our Savior, and by doing that, we choose the Father. Then we're given every spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. We're taken out of the darkness and put into the Son of his love. And we are delivered from the control and dominion of darkness, Amplified says. And we transferred into the kingdom of the Son of his love. We transferred into God's kingdom. We transferred into his kingdom. 2 Peter 2:9 says, but you are a chosen generation. So we're chosen, a chosen generation. God not only chose us, but once we choose him, choose Jesus, remember this up, choose Jesus, then we are a chosen generation. We are royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are God's own special people. So what? That we may proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So he chose us first. Thank you, Jesus. And gave us the ability to choose him by choosing Jesus. And by choosing Jesus, we've got all these benefits. And we've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. God chose us and placed us in his kingdom. And we are at home in his kingdom. We are in this world, but not of this world. We're of the kingdom of God. Now that we are in the kingdom, what will we choose? Now that we're in the kingdom, what will we choose? Every day we got choices. Every day we got a right to choose. But are we choosing Jesus every day? Are we choosing him in everything we say and everything we do? Are we choosing him? We chose Jesus, which was the best and greatest choice we could ever make. If you've chosen him as your Savior and your Lord, that's the best choice you could ever make. Now we must learn to make kingdom choices. I call them now Jesus choices. We need to learn to make kingdom choices. But we need to learn to choose Jesus. Every situation, everything that come up, choose Jesus. What if living from victory, living in freedom, walking by faith, and not by sight was as simple as choosing Jesus? And we make choices every day. We can choose to accept a thought or not accept a thought. We can choose to accept conversations and things we hear or not accept it. We can choose to not accept pain and sickness when it come on our bodies. So we make choices every day. But do we make our choices to please Jesus? Do we choose Jesus and the kingdom of God? Or do we choose the things to please our flesh? I've made many a choices just to please my flesh. They might not have been what you might call big stuff. Some people choose fornication, adultery, and all kind of stuff like that to please their flesh. But that's not the only thing we can choose to please our flesh. There's other things that we can choose that we might not think are even sin. But our choice is not a good choice for us. And it's not choosing Jesus. So we make life choices every day. Every day we make choices. And every day our choices have consequences. But what if every day, every choice we had to make, we would choose Jesus instead of choosing our own desires? Making choices, like I said, to please our flesh or to please somebody else. Every day we make life and death choices. But like I said, are they kingdom choices or are they worldly choices? We just do not see our choices the way God sees them. And most of the time we don't. We don't see our choices the way God sees them. We don't see that a certain choice could be death instead of life. We don't see that. We don't see that. But we need to learn to choose Jesus. Excuse me. Because what it boils down to is we're either agreeing with Jesus and the finished work of the cross or the world's way of doing things. We're either agreeing with Jesus by choosing him, or we're choosing the world's way of thinking, the world's way of doing things. We're choosing carnality, our carnal way of thinking. And don't forget, we got an enemy that goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. I thought about that. You know, a lion. When a lion is getting ready to get his prey, he sneaks around. He really don't roar right then because he don't want you to know he's there. He kind of sneaks and creeps up on his prey. But a roaring lion, when a lion roars, what's that lion trying to do? He's trying to make you afraid. He's trying to make you think that he's some big thing, that he got all this. I mean, he's king of the jungle. So the enemy is a walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Trying to make us afraid and trying to get us to change our choices from Jesus to whatever he's dazzling in front of us. 1 Peter 5:8 says this: be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. See, that's what the Bible says. He's like a roaring lion. So what did the scripture say, mean when it says be sober? It means to be calm and collected in spirit, be watchful, and exercise self-restraint. Be watchful. Don't be so quick to jump in stuff, but be watchful. Be watchful. Be sober. Exercise restraint. Be slow to speak and swift to hear, the Bible says. Sometimes we're the opposite. We quick to speak and slow to hear. But the Bible says, be what? Slow to speak and swift to hear. Then the scripture in 1 Peter 5, 8 says, be vigilant, keep awake and be watchful, give strict attention and be cautious, active. Be vigilant, be sober, because the enemy is trying to devour the word of God out of you. He's trying to get the word of God not to work in your life because you're looking at the circumstances and not the word of God. He really wants to, like I said, he wants to devour that word that you're putting in you. But what the 1 Peter 5, 9 said, it says this, resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. In other words, stand against, oppose him, set against him, resist, whether in action or word, to set oneself against. Stand against them, resist them, resist the adversary, resist him, resist what he's trying to do. Resist and choose Jesus. Don't make him your choice. Don't make what he's dangling in front of you the choice. Choose Jesus. But how do you resist him steadfast in the faith? How do you do that? How do you resist him? We all face the task of staying free or getting free from sinful habits, sickness, disease, pain, illness, weakness, you name it. We all have faced it. There's some things we're still facing. And every child of God should want freedom. And I think we do. A lot of times we don't know the word of God and we don't know that we can be free because we've already, really, through Christ, been made free. But we got to choose that freedom. We got to choose that freedom. And we got to realize that there's a thief that has come to steal, kill, and destroy. The enemy not only wants to devour us by but how he wants to devour us by stealing the word of God, killing the word of God, destroying God's word, this killing and stealing our trust in God, getting us not to trust God, not to trust the word of God. And the enemy has many names, but it all amounts to stealing, killing, or destroying what Jesus has given us. He has many names, but he still comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We might call it pain. We might call it arthritis. We might call it weakness. We might call it a backache. We might call it a headache. We might call it some more serious thing like cancer or something like that. But they're all things that the thief has come to try to steal something from us that God has already given us. But the thing is, we have a choice. We can choose Jesus. Am I perfect at this? No, I'm not. But I thank God I'm learning to choose Jesus. John 10:10 says this, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. More abundantly. So this thief is trying to steal that life that Jesus has given us and that more abundant life. That's why he came. One of the reasons he came to destroy the works of the enemy. He came to destroy the stealing and the killing and the destroying of the enemy. And he also came to give us life and to give us life more abundantly. But we have to choose that. Remember, he's given us the right to choose. And once we choose him as our Lord and Savior, we still have to choose the things in the kingdom that's already ours. Let's talk a little bit about a thief. So what is a thief? Someone or something that steals something that belongs to another. A thief is always trying to steal something that doesn't belong to him. It belongs to somebody else. That's why you call it stealing, because it doesn't belong to you. And the enemy tries, he goes about stealing a lot of stuff that don't belong to him. It belongs to us. And there are many ways for a thief to steal. False teachers or deceivers can steal away the truth from their people, from people. They don't tell them the truth. False teachers and deceivers won't tell people the truth. They'll tell them what people want to hear, and they usually do it for money or gain. So one way of stealing is deceiving somebody. They don't know you're stealing from them. You deceive them. They don't know you're doing it. Then there are embezzlers or pilferers. They steal by fraud in secret, in small amounts, and often again and again. And the enemy uses all these. He's a deceiver. He steals that way. He steals by embezzling, coming in secretly, stealing from you in small amounts at a time, a little bit here, stealing something. You don't realize he's stealing it to you until you get a big chunk of it's gone. He be stealing your peace, and you don't realize he's stealing your peace. After a while, you ain't got no peace. He be stealing our health, and we don't realize he's stealing our health. After a while, we in serious condition. So thieves like to steal when you are unaware of being taken advantage of, and that's the enemy. He loves to steal from us when we are unaware that he's doing it. He's subtle about it, like he was with Adam and Eve. They didn't realize the enemy was stealing something from them by getting them to do what he said do. He stole something very important that caused sin to come on the whole wide world. So we have to be sober and be vigilant, like the Bible says, because there is a thief. We have to resist him steadfast in the faith. Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So since Jesus came that I might have life, and he gave me that light. He brought me out of darkness and put me in light, in the light, his marvelous light. I've been put in the Son of his love. I am called the beloved. I've been given every spiritual gift. I don't know about you, but I'd rather choose Jesus. Because if I choose Jesus, then everything in Jesus comes with Jesus. Every benefit that's in Jesus, when we choose Jesus, all those benefits come with them. I'd rather choose Jesus. John 10:11 says this: I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. So Jesus is a good shepherd. So choose the good shepherd. Jesus came that we may have life, and not just life, but have it more abundantly. Colossians 2:6 says this: As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. How did you receive him? It was by faith, but you had to make a choice when you got saved. You had to choose Jesus as your Savior. You had to choose the Word of God. You had to make a faith choice. And faith is a choice. You had to make a faith choice. The Word is full of truth, promises, and we are constantly told to make a choice. Choose Jesus. Everything in the Word of God is about us making choices. Choosing what Jesus said. Choosing what Jesus has given us. Choose his healing. Choose forgiveness. Choose repentance. Choose life and not death. Choose Jesus. So how do we walk in Christ every day? We make a conscious decision to choose Jesus. Choose Jesus. And there are going to be many things that you want. They want to take up your time. They want to take up your attention. But choose Jesus. I grew up watching when I was 8 years old. My parents, we didn't have any, when television came out, when y'all know how old I am, because television came out. There was a time when we didn't have no television. I remember we got our first television. I was 8 years old. Mama got the television, brought it to the house, and we had a little hallway. They had rooms on the side and the kitchen back on the end of the house. And she put it down at that big hallway we had and plug it up, and all of us children sit down and watch television. We watched television all the time. I grew up watching television all the time. I grew up watching shows all the time. I guess television was mama's way of having some peace, because television babysit us, I guess. She was still there. My mama never went out and worked a public job for a station. This is a little odd job, but she was there. But she watched television too. Daddy watched television. We all watched television. I grew up watching television. I got addicted to television watching. Most of my brothers and sisters are addicted to television watching too. Everybody loved to watch television. I got to the point I like movies. I didn't too much like the 30-minute shows and all that, but I like the movies. Thing is, I like the movies too much. I didn't realize I was addicted to movies and television. I would binge television. And I watched it was taking up my time. I watched too much of it. And it probably was all right for somebody to watch the movie, but for me, it got to be to where it took up too much of my time. And I wanted to stop doing it. I wanted to stop wasting my time watching so much television. And I would get off watching so much television that I'd go back to it. I'd get off, watch it, and go back to it. And I didn't want to get rid of the television because then I wouldn't be able to watch the good stuff on television that I need to watch the good stuff. I need to learn how to watch the good stuff and say no to the bad. And so one day I just decided, okay, Jesus, I'm going to stop trying to do it on my own. I'm just going to trust you. I'm just going to watch television, don't condemn myself, and just trust you to get me off this television kick. And you know what happened? One day, and I asked, I said, Lord, I want to choose you. I want to choose you and not television. I want to choose you, Jesus. So one day, I just decided, and it was the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'm gonna go on a television a fast of television for entertainment. I call it the entertainment spirit, entertainment, whatever you want. I said, I'm gonna stop watching the tele watching television entertainment. I'm gonna stop doing that. And so I got my calendar out and I wrote down fasting, entertainment, feasting on Jesus. And pursuing him. And first I said, I'm gonna do it for 20 days. Well, about 10 days in, I said, I'm gonna do it for 30 days. Then after 30 days, I said, I'm gonna do it longer. And I kept it kept on like that to now. And then when the desire would come to, and I'd want to watch a movie, because that's what I like movies. I'd want to watch a movie or something like that. And the Holy Spirit taught me to do this. And I would say, you desire for entertainment, I rebuke you. I say no to you. I choose Jesus. And that's what I did. I said, I choose Jesus. And every time a temptation would come, and I would say no to it, and I would say, I choose Jesus. And I would say it out loud to myself, no, I choose Jesus. And that's what I would do. I would say, I choose Jesus. And it got to be that it's not a law or something, because when I'm over my when someone comes over and my daughter in the morning to watch something, I watched that with them. But when they left, I had no desire to go. I go back to my routine. When I'm off with somebody and they watch a TV, and that's fine, I might watch it with them, but it's not something that I hang on to. I still choose Jesus and not to entertain myself with television. I watch spiritual stuff on television, teachers and stuff, but and that spill over to other things, because when pain and stuff hit my body, I'll tell the pain, I'll rebuke the pain and say, oh, pain, I don't choose you. I choose Jesus. I choose not to be sick. I choose Jesus. I don't choose this. I choose Jesus. So it sounds simple, but it works. It works. We have a choice. Either choose what how we're feeling, choose the way things look, choose what somebody say about us, choose to get offended. We don't have to get offended. We can say, no, I don't choose to, I choose not to be offended. I choose Jesus. Because when I choose Jesus, what am I choosing? I'm choosing love and kindness and joy. I'm choosing my healing. I'm choosing everything that's in Jesus, because with Jesus came everything. When we got born again and we chose Christ, when he came in, he brought everything with him. He brought everything with him. And I think I got a strip down here. Colossians 2:9 says this, for in him, in Jesus, dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. In Jesus dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So when we consciously, verbally choose Jesus, and I just say choose Jesus, you can just say, I choose, you can say, I choose my healing, or I choose my deliverance, or I choose whatever God has for you. Choose that instead of something else. But I just say, I choose Jesus because in him is everything. Because in him, Colossians said, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. So I choose Jesus. Colossians 2:10 says this, and you are complete in him. So if I'm complete in him, then I can choose Jesus because in him, I have everything I need. I have all the strength I need. I have everything I need to say no to something that's going to take up my time and my energy because I care too much about it. Not necessarily saying it was a sin. The sin in my case was I cared too much about it. I rather than, and I kept trying to control, and a lot of time we think, oh, I got this under control. I'm controlling this. It ain't controlling me. But really, have you really got it under control? Or you just think you've got it under control? It might be controlling you. It might be taking up your time and energy, telling you what to do and when to do. You know, not trying to condemn nobody because I'm talking about me. But choose Jesus. So I do that because in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we are complete in him. Colossians 2:10 said, we are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. We are complete in Jesus. So choose Jesus. Choose him. Say no to all the things that are contrary to the kingdom of God. Say no to all that stuff to take up your time from kingdom things. Just try saying no to something. I'm going to put this challenge to you. Something you really love to do. Just try saying no to it and see how much your body screams. That it wants it. If your body screams and really wants it, then you might have a problem, like I did. I'm going to get ready to close. This is going to be the end of the message, but I want to close with an exercise. I want everybody to close your eyes if you don't mind. Of course, I don't know whether you close them or not, but if you don't mind, close your eyes. Close your eyes. I'm going to close mine too. And the Word of God said that we're in Christ. We're complete in Him. And we've been put into the kingdom of God. So, right now, where you are and where I am, we're actually in the kingdom of God. So, with your eyes closed, picture yourself in the kingdom. Picture yourself in God's kingdom. And you're in a room in the kingdom. You're in a room in the kingdom. You're in a room in the kingdom. What is it that you need right now? What is it that you desire most right now? It could be healing. It could be strengthening a part of your body. It could be a body part that you want to operate and function. It could be whatever it is, healing of something. What is it? What is it that you want and need most right now? Keep your eyes closed. Remember that you're in the kingdom of God and we're in a room. Picture in this room in the kingdom of God. Everything you need is in this room. Everything. Healing, deliverance, prosperity, strength, healing. Everything you want is in this room. Everything you want is in this room. Because what? You're in Jesus. You're in Jesus, and in Him, you have everything you need. You are complete in Him. And so, in this room, everything that you need. And think about this. All you have to do is choose what you want in Christ because it's already been provided. So see yourself choosing what you need in this room. All these shelves got everything you need because Christ has already provided everything you need. And all you have to do is choose what you need that He's already provided for you because it's all ready yours. Open your eyes. Choose Jesus. Choose Him. He's your deliverance. He's your answer. He's your wisdom. I'm learning to choose Him every day. To choose Him because in Him I have everything I need. I choose the mind of Christ because I have the mind of Christ. I choose the joy and the peace because I have it. It's just a matter of me choosing what I have and resisting that that's not of Christ, that don't have life, that's not of the kingdom of God. Not choosing it, saying no to it, resist it. Steadfast in the faith, the word of God said. Be steadfast. And sometimes we're not steadfast. If we resist something and they instantly gone, we sometimes give up. But the word of God said, be resist and be steadfast in the faith. Stand your ground. The more it try to come, the more you resist it. But when you resist it, don't just resist it and not choose something else. Choose Jesus. Choose your healing. Choose what you know is yours. And get in the Word of God and learn more and more about what belongs to you. Know what belongs to you. Know who you are in Christ. And so you can choose Jesus. It never gets old. The word of God never gets old. Learning who we are in Christ never gets old. Choosing Jesus, learning to stand steadfast against the enemy and choose what's ours, it never gets old because every day we have to make choices. And trust me, enemy might leave you alone for a little while, but then he comes back. So choose Jesus. Choose him. See if it don't start working for you. Just choose Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for the simple truth of your word that we have the ability to choose. We just have to choose life and not death. And choosing Jesus is always the right choice. So we thank you for your word today, and those that are here to hear the word, help us to walk in what we know to be truth, God, to practice what we know to be true. A lot of times we're not practicing truth. What little truth we know and what a whole lot of truth we know, we're not practicing truth. Help us to practice truth, God. Practice doing what you told us to do. Help us to do that, Lord. And God, we thank you for everything, every blessing. Oh God, we thank you. You're so good to us. You are so very good to us. And we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. If you don't know the Lord today, if you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, you just have to choose him. He's already chosen you from the foundation of the world. You're born, you're here. You're in a physical form, you're here, you're alive. So he chose you to be here. And he chose you in Christ to be his own. But you have to choose him. It's not automatic. You have to choose him since he's chosen you. So just choose Jesus as your Lord and Savior by saying, Jesus, I choose you. I chose you. I choose you as my Lord, and I choose you as my Savior. I believe you're the Son of God. I believe you died on the cross for my sin, and you rose again. And I believe that you're my only means to the Father. You're the way, the truth, and the life. So I choose you as my way of salvation. And I choose Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Choose him because he's already chosen you. But a contract is not a contract till two people sign it. So just because he chose you, you have to choose him. And then the deal is sealed once you choose him. Amen. Bless you.